Good morning, it's Barbara, Nebraska, and today is Monday, August 3rd, 2009. This morning I have to take my mom to have a procedure done, and if you can keep a good thought for her, I'd appreciate that. While I'm waiting for her to have her procedure, I have a good book to read, and it sure is fun to read a book during the summer. The type of reading that I do is once I get a book, I have a hard time putting it down, so it's really hard for me to read during the school year. And a couple of nights ago, my husband and I rented the movie Angela Ashes. And after Frank McCourt had died, I read a lot of editorials and stories about him and his life. And I had read Angela's Ashes when it first came out. And so after watching the movie, I'm looking through my library trying to find it. And I must have borrowed it from our public library because I couldn't find it. But I did find the book Tiz, and that's when he came back to America and started his young adult life. And my aunt had given that to me when she downsized apartments and had to get rid of some of her books. And so I'm halfway through, and boy, it's good. And it sure is interesting to read a book now when you have the internet to go along with you. So you can read opinion pieces and reflections on the book. You can also Google. He has this eye problem, and so you can check up to see what kind of problem it was. And so it's really fun to read that book nowadays. One of my Twitter friends had asked if they thought that his book was anti-Catholic, and there had been some people who felt it was anti-Catholic. And I guess what I think is that it's a memoir, so it's what he felt. Boy, he sure had a rough life growing up in poverty in Ireland, and there's just a lot of things that, you know, were happening in those days that were really harsh. So, and also while reading Tiz, he mentions a lot of black clouds in his head, so I think, you know, he had a lot of depression too. So it just kind of clouds your opinions and clouds your feelings, makes you look at things differently. So that could be where people felt it was anti-Catholic, but it's his opinion. So it's an interesting book. I'm really enjoying it. So everybody have a good day. Bye.